Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Friday, June 19, 2015. Certainly happy to be back amongst you this morning. God is doing something on this earth, and He is moving every day. He visits us and gives us a word of wisdom, a word of truth. The Daily Kingdom assignment today is walk in obedience. You know, as I was doing some research for this episode, it was talking about the writing prescription for obedience. God is wanting us to walk in obedience. Coming from Isaiah 51, 12, and 13, who are you that you fear mortal men, the sons of men, who are but grass, that you forget the Lord your maker? You know, it is certainly something for God to visit us on today and talking about obedience. And, you know, I've been dealing with that in several ways throughout the week. And I was just talking to my family just on yesterday, talking about how, you know, my kids asked me about Moses and how Moses missed the promised land. And it was just one act of disobedience to God's word, even after God had been with him and the children of Israel in the wilderness. You know, how God told Moses to speak to the rock as opposed to smiting the rock, and Moses, out of his own understanding, he chose to disobey God and miss the promised land. And, you know, I was thinking about that. The kids that asked me, they said, you know, how did Moses, you know, what happened to Moses, and how did he not get to see the promised land? Well, you know, I said, it's just one disregard for God's word, one decision to disobey that kept Moses from Canaan. You know, it is really something that you can spend all that time in wilderness and not ever see the promise. And some of us, we're going to be in the wilderness and we'll never see the promise because of disobedience. And, you know, Moses, you know, I think about it, how God had just manifested himself over and over and over to the children of Israel. And, you know, our logic sometimes doesn't allow us to help people or help man, you know, it doesn't allow us to move forward in the will of God, or it doesn't allow man to see God in the situation or in the person. You know, I thought about that. I said, what is the difference between, because the first time that the children of Israel needed water, God told them to smite the rock, and they were provided for. But the next time, God told them to speak to the rock. And that was just so the children of Israel would not be dependent upon Moses or looking to Moses as their source. And they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was God. and even the kids was talking about it. You know, they said that God just wanted the children of Israel to see him. It was the work of God. And sometimes our decisions to disobey is, you know, not displaying the works of God, is not allowing someone else to see God in your life. You know, and it's just so awesome that, you know, God would visit us on the day like today, the end of the week, to let us know that we need to walk in obedience. You know, as I was reading, God took me to the book of 1 John chapter 2, which deals with love, and then also chapter 4, which deals with worldliness. And as I began to read, I began to think, you know, the only thing that keeps us from complete obedience is man, is human, is flesh, whether it be our flesh or someone else's flesh. You know, we're so caught up in, you know, wanting to be concerned about what people will think and what they'll say and, you know, how people will see us. And then we're caught up in our own thoughts and our emotions and our own understanding that is what keeps us from complete obedience. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, it says, "My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation from our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that said, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him also himself also so to walk even as he walked." Now, you know, it is really something that God would come to us and say, "Heed my commandments, heed my instructions, heed my guidance, you know, walk in obedience for the word, walk in obedience in the word." And God is so mindful that he would visit us on this day and he would give us a word of obedience. You know, Isaiah 51:12 and 16, 12 through 16, John Witherspoon wrote a quote in regards to that passage, and it said, "It is only the fear of God that can deliver us from the fear of man." And, you know, we can't do both. You know what I'm saying? We either fear God or we fear man. Think about that. You cannot do both. You either fear God or you fear man. If you fear man, then you don't fear God. If you fear God, then you don't fear man. If you fear God, then you don't care what man has to say. You don't care what it's going to look like. You don't care. You just know that you have made a commitment to follow God no matter what. You made a commitment to walk in truth. You made a commitment to walk in obedience. You made a commitment that no matter what, you're going to carry out the word of the Lord. In words, our actions are often guided by other people more than they're guided by God's Holy Spirit. What a travesty of the divine plan. The one who created us, who brought us back, who sustains us daily, is the one we push to the back burner in order to please the fickle opinions of transient minds. How can we break out of this fear of man? And also a fear of how you will look, what your emotions are saying. It's also, if you're obedient to man and you're obedient to the flesh, then you're disobedient to God. You know, it is so awesome how God is doing a new thing in this world. God is doing a new thing. And we're still looking for God in the old things. But God is doing a new thing. And if you're still looking for God in the old things, think about it. Think about what I just said. At the beginning of this podcast, we talked about Moses and how Moses, you know, the entire situation where the children of Israel were in need of water. They were in need of something to quench their thirst. And God had Moses manifest his plan in smiting a rock. And so then when the situation presented itself again, Moses was still looking for God in the old thing. But God gave Moses new instructions. God told him, speak to the rock. Do you know how much more powerful that is to show the children of Israel God's power in speaking through the rock to provide for their thirst? And so that God's plan did not go as planned according to the way God had planned it in the wilderness for Moses and the children of Israel. And, you know, we have to understand that it's not our plan, but it's God's plan. And so we are to seek him daily because he's doing a new thing. We've got to look for God in the new thing. God is not manifesting himself in the old thing because the old thing was appropriate for the situation and the time in which we face at that time. And it was the manifestation that put our focus on God. We've got to continually focus on God. And by focusing on God, we have to look for the new things. We have to be in expectation of the new things. God is so awesome that he would take this time to bring our focus back to our first love, which is God, our maker. And so we've got to stop thinking about what man thinks and how they see things and start reaching out for God. In a reading that I came across, it says, God's prescription for our obedience is to let him fill our minds. But we so often fail at this. We're worried about others laughing at us, criticizing us, looking down on us, and shutting us out of their circles. Instead, we should be preoccupied with the awesome prestige of our God. He alone can comfort us. He made us. He stretched out the vast expanse of the heavens and laid the firm foundations of earth. He runs the currents of the oceans, and he established a people for himself. Who else would guide our path? And so we've got to understand that God is in control. He is our source. So we are not to look at other people for our source. We're not to look at other things for our source. We are merely, and it's really simple, to just look at God and to follow God and to move forward in God and to obey God. So God is admonishing us to walk in obedience. Walk in obedience. Walk in obedience. And so we are, you know, moving forward in the mindset that, God, I will follow you. God, I will obey you. God, I will keep your commandments. And we have to overcome the world. So in 1 John chapter 4 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are God, are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And so we have to understand that we have the greatest. God gives us the greatest. He made us the greatest. And because we are the greatest, and we have been given, we've been made the greatest by our source, the sovereignty of our Lord, God Jesus Christ, then we should look to him, and we should look each day to walk in obedience. That should be one of the things on our list of things to do each day. Walk in obedience. That means that we've got to overcome the world. We've got to get more in love, because if you don't obey God, then you don't love God. You're saying that you love God. Obedience is in action. Obedience requires that some command be given and that you move in action. And so if you say you love God, then show it. Show that you love God. Walk in obedience. Walk in God's commandments. Walk in truth. Walk in the love of your Father, the Creator. And so God is saying, walk in obedience. And I think this is such a timely topic, in that we are missing it. We have so many people that have ran this race for years and years and years, and they get to the finish line and they miss it because of disobedience. Well, that's what happened in the Bible. Moses missed the promised land. Moses missed the very thing. He missed the promise of God just by disobedience. One act of disobedience. You would have thought for 40, they were in the wilderness and God had manifested all these miracles. He had provided for them all that time. And Moses had seen the works, witnessed the works, known the works of God, fellowship with God, and still doubt, still disbelief crept in and stole the promise of God. And so we have to be mindful. And even just a delay. Sometimes we're saying, well, I'm not being disobedient. But even if you just delay, that is disobedience. When God tells you to move, he wants you to move then, unless he gives you the commandment to wait or to stop. We ought to be always moving under the instructions and the guidance of God. So today's kingdom assignment is walk in obedience. And every assignment comes to make you better, to strengthen you, to empower you, but it also comes to help you empower your sister and your brother. So God is saying, walk in obedience. There's a call to walk in obedience. And so we have to be mindful of the fact that God is in us, he is with us, and he is around us. He is everywhere. God knows what you need before you need it. God knows that there are things to come. God knows everything about you. So why wouldn't you obey the Almighty Father? Why wouldn't you obey your Maker? Why wouldn't you make the decision to obey, to walk in obedience? You know, and this is a powerful, powerful lesson, because everything, all of God's blessings, even the road trap, the roadblocks, the road traps that the enemy has set up, are all built on your decision of obedience. You know, we're walking down this path, and God is telling us to make a right. And if we're not obedient, then we can walk right into a trap of enemy. We can walk right into something that God saw down the road. And he gave us a commandment, provided us instructions, so that we would not get caught up in the disillusion, in the confusion, in the whatever it is that is coming up the road. And sometimes God has given us instructions to equip us, for what is to come. And if we do not obey, then we're going straight ahead, and we just, you know, we did not heed the instructions of God, so we're walking in disobedience. And now we're not equipped for what is to come. So we've got to be, we've got to have our eyes open, our ears open, our hearts and our minds open. Remember, to obey God is to allow God to fill our minds, allow God to fill our hearts. Allow God, allow us, you know, we should be fellowshipping with God. We should fellowship and have a relationship with God daily. You should walk and talk to God, you know, because God is, you know, with us all throughout the day. God wakes us up each morning. He's with us throughout the day. He's already provided for us. He is protecting us from situations. He is, you know, our all in all. He is everything that we need. He is everything. And I thank God for being that everything. I could not run this race without him. I could not do this without him. I could not do it without God's infinite wisdom. And so this is a summons to humble yourself, because there has to be a level of humility in order to walk in obedience. You've got to be humble. So if we're not humble, it is now time to pray and ask God to help me with the state of humility, oh God. God, I thank you for providing and protecting me, oh God. God, I thank you for your instructions and your guidance. Help us to be more humble, God, towards your word. Help us to walk in obedience, God, for your instruction. Help us, God, to see the manifestation of the purpose, God, your purpose that you placed on our lives, oh God. Help us, God, to just be able to relate back to the miracles, God, the past miracles that you bestowed upon us, oh God, the provision that you made for us in the past, so that it strengthens our faith, God, and strengthens our encouragement, God, to move forward in your word. And we thank you, God, because you are all in all, God. We depend and we trust in you, God, for everything, oh God. God, allow this audience, oh God, to begin to turn away from man and the thoughts of man, oh God, and to look to you for all things, oh God, to begin to turn away from the opinion of man, oh God. For it is not the opinion of man, oh God, that is here for reformation, oh God, of our lives, that is here for salvation of our lives, oh God. God, allow us to get away from the flesh, oh God, and move towards the spiritual, oh God, like never before, oh God. And we thank you for all things that you're doing in our lives, oh God. We thank you for the new things that you're doing, God, here on earth. We thank you, God, for all things, our source, and we acknowledge you, God, in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And so God is so awesome that he would visit us this morning. Take these assignments seriously because God is giving us assignments to help us move in the direction that he would have us move for the plan that he has for our lives. And I thank you again for your listening ears. I thank you and I pray that this word is a blessing to you over the weekend. I pray that God is just dealing with you on just receiving your assignment for each day. I pray that this word carries you out throughout the week. And as always, I pray that you are blessed.